Hello, friends. This is Evangelist Scott Pauley. I'm so happy that you are joining our broadcast today. Several years ago, when we first began the Enjoying the Journey broadcast, we started with my favorite book of the Bible. I've adopted it really as my life's study on the book of Philippians. And the theme, of course, of that great book is the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, it is the Bible treatise on what it means to enjoy the journey. Now, we're thrilled to share this anniversary series with you again in the hopes that God will use it in your life to help you learn to enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ at whatever stage you happen to be on life's journey. I trust that these studies from the Word of God today will refresh your spirit and renew your strength for the days ahead. God bless you as you listen. We've come today in our study to the last two verses of Philippians chapter 3. And my, what a marvelous time we've had just walking through this chapter together. The chapter revolves around a truth. It's a truth expressed in the words of the Apostle Paul in verse 12, when he says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after." In other words, I'm constantly pursuing, I'm constantly working to take the next step. I hope you're taking the next step in your journey with Jesus Christ. We've learned in this chapter that we begin to take the next step by taking one step every day. It's a step of fellowship with God, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We've learned that we take the next step by being willing to take new steps, in verse 15, things God reveals to us. We've learned to take the next step by continuing to take the same steps, in verse 16, don't lose the ground you've gained. And then we learn that we take the next step by following proven steps. In verses 17 through 19, the Apostle Paul says, follow good examples. Follow people who are further down the journey, who perhaps have already passed this mile marker, who've not been detoured and distracted, who've left for us steps to follow in. Well, now we come to the last truth in verse 20 and 21. Do you want to take the next step? If you want to take the next step, take every step by living for the last step. Ponder this. Someday you're going to take your last step here on this earth and you're going to step into eternity. Listen to these verses. Verse 20 says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself." Now, some people say these verses are about heaven. I don't believe they're about heaven. They're about Him. It's not about a place. It's about a person. You see, it's all about coming to the One who's able to subdue all things unto Himself. Aren't you glad for that? That means even your rotten flesh He's able to subdue. You can't conquer it, but He can. Even the circumstances out of your control, you can't control them, but He can. Even the things that rise up against you, you're not strong enough for. You can't face them in your own power. But He is able to subdue all things unto Himself. And eventually, He's going to subdue everything when He comes for us. We're going to be in His presence. We're going to see Him as He is. We're going to be like Him. Praise God, we're going to have a new body. Are you looking forward to that day? Our redemption will then be complete, all right? If you'll live every day for that moment, you'll make every day count. If you'll take every step on this journey, thinking this could be my last step and any moment I may see Jesus, you'll live differently. Mr. Spurgeon said the way to make the most of your life is to meditate on your death. That's not morbid. He's simply saying go to the end and work backward. Isn't that what Solomon does in Ecclesiastes? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. In other words, eternity is the great clarifier. Any moment you may stand face to face with Jesus Christ. You're not going to be face to face long. You're going to be on your face. You're going to be bowing at His feet. And at that moment, you're going to give an account of your life. Friend, are you ready for that? If you were going to meet Jesus in the next 60 seconds, what would you do with the next minute? What would you do differently today if you knew it was your last day on earth? If you knew any moment you were going to have your vile body changed, and you were going to be with the one who subdues all things unto himself. You see, I believe this is what the Christian life is all about. It's not about going to heaven. I'm sorry. It's about coming to him. It's about the last two words of Philippians 3, unto himself. It all comes back to the one who gave it all to start with. That's what God is doing in our lives. And we must take every step today thinking that any moment we're going to step into his presence. V. Raymond Edmond is a man I've enjoyed reading after for years. He's with the Lord now. And the way he met the Lord was fascinating. He was preaching in chapel many, many years ago in Wheaton College. He was talking about seeing the Lord, about the Lord's return. And at that moment, he fell over dead. He was dead before he ever hit the carpet. Imagine this. One moment you're speaking about the Lord, and the next moment you're in his presence. What a way to go. David Livingston died on his knees. A man came in the middle of the night to check on the ailing David Livingston. Couldn't find him. He was down on his knees on the other side of the bed praying. And when he tried to rouse him, he couldn't. David Livingston had died literally talking to God. Can you imagine? One moment communing with the Father, and the next moment seeing the Lord face to face. What a way to go. Wouldn't it be great if we could live every day thinking any moment we will see Jesus Christ? You see, my friend, this journey will have an end. It will end at the feet of Jesus Christ. And God's not finished with us, and today there's another step we need to take, and we need to take it like any moment we may see Jesus Christ. Remember how Philippians began, Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Take every step today with that thought in mind. God's at work in your life. Many years ago, a man from Tanzania by the name of John Stephen Akwari was running the marathon in Mexico City in the Olympics. He was out in front of the pack. He was favored to win the race. He was way in the lead. And suddenly, in the midst of that marathon, John Stephen Akwari tripped and fell. When he did, he messed his leg up badly and bloodied it. It was a sad sight. People paused for a moment. They were sorry for him, but then, like the crowd will do, they moved on with the new leader. The race finished, and all of the spectators basically started to empty out of the stadium. And sometime after the winners had crossed the finish line, a struggling, bruised, and bloody John Stephen Akwari struggled into the stadium, collapsed across the finish line, and a reporter asked him, "Mr. Akwari, you knew you weren't going to win. You're hurting so badly. Why even finish this race?" And John Stephen Akwari struggled to his feet, looked the reporter in the face, and spoke these words, "My country did not send me to Mexico City to start the race. My country sent me to Mexico City to finish the race." And friend, may I tell you, Jesus didn't put you in this race and save you to simply start your race. He put you in it to finish the race. How do you finish the race? You finish the race by continually taking the next step and living every day for the last step you're ever going to take into the presence of Jesus Christ.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say, rejoice. We are grateful you've joined us for this study today. If you love the book of Philippians, be sure to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and download the audiobook of Philippians. Scott also has a full sermon series through Philippians that we believe will be an encouragement to you as well. And until next time, may the joy of Jesus help you enjoy the journey.